Now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room chat here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We got David Boucher, the Panthers girls basketball coach, joining us here for a few minutes. Always appreciate it. Presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. A little time to relax here in the early parts of this week, coach, because you guys hosted the Panther Classic last week. You had 3 games, 3 days. Certainly a busy time there, but you guys come out of it 2-1. Wins over Chapman and Santa Fe Trail, the first 2 games of the tournament, and then a very good Rock Creek team in that final game on Saturday, which was a loss. But again, 2-1, just the overall thoughts and takeaways from the tournament last week.
Oh, we definitely grew as a team, and it's so much fun to watch when we play high-quality basketball and we play together and we play connected. And it was a lot of fun to see us go out and show what we can do and compete hard. And even in the loss to Rock Creek, I think we really battled. We started slow and then rebounded really well and ate into the lead. It was an 8-point game, you know, in the third quarter. And so we just got to continue to get better, and it was fun to watch.
Yeah, Rock Creek team, that's a top-tier team in Class 4A. You had it within, you know, 8 points in the third quarter, but it just got a little bit out of hand towards the end, but that certainly happens. But what was maybe the most impressive parts about the first two wins? Again, 66-38 over Chapman and then Santa Fe Trail 44-30, two different outlooks and kind of different styles maybe in those two games.
Yeah, you know, I think that just the difference is the shot goes in, and we've talked about that before. And you know, the we do the things that we need to do to be successful, and then we just got to finish the play, got to finish it and put the ball in the basket, and we did that really well versus Chapman. You know, Panawasik played a great game, and she tied a or she's now tied for the fourth most scored points in a game. She scored 31 versus Chapman. And then, you know, and the whole team really contributed there. And then versus Santa Fe Trail, we had the same looks. We just didn't quite make them as much as we made them versus Chapman.
Yeah, had some success, even on the boys' side as well. We talked to, obviously, Chris Brown about Carson Beam tying a school record with 9 threes in one of their games in that tournament. And you mentioned Pano again with a monster night, 31, and one of those wins in that tournament. Again, no practice Tuesday, or no game on Tuesday, so you've had a little bit of practice time gearing up for Riley County on Friday. What's been kind of the itinerary over these last couple of days in practice?
You've been working a lot of defense, a lot of, you know, individual skills. It's like a mini Christmas break here. You know, and so we're just kind of getting back to some fundamentals and seeing what we looked at. You know, we're 10 games in with some rescheduled with all that snow in January. So we're in our, you know, 10 games. So we're halfway through the regular season. So it's a nice, you can look at stats. You kind of see who you are as a team and things we need to get better at. And that's kind of, we're just attacking that as well as trying to stay on top of our game with our fundamentals and doing what we do well.
Back to it on Friday at Riley County. Don't look now, this Falcons team, you know, 12 games in, they're 9-3. They have yet to take a loss in league play. I know Anna Lambert, we've had her as an athlete of the week at one point this season. She's been very good, averaging about 20-10, and certainly a challenge for this week. But again, you've had a little bit extra time to prep for them, so what's kind of the outlook for this surprisingly pretty good Riley County team coming up on Friday?
Yeah, you know, I think Miss Lambert's actually 20-11, if that matters.
There you go. But,
and for the season, you know, it's going out there and it's about us. It's about trying to be the best team we can be and compete. And I think if we hustle and block out and fight for rebounds, and then also on the defensive end, we just don't allow any open shots and we contest everything. And if they make them, they make them. But if we want to hustle and control what we can control, which is our effort and our attitude. And on offense, we want to, you know, get the ball inside and make things happen and attack the rim and go to the free throw line and make our free throws and hit the open person and share the ball with each other. And I think if we do that, we'll be okay. But yeah, high quality team. They play with character and they play hard. And so we have to match that intensity, and we have to just do what we do at our best, which is play hard and try.
Royal Valley girls basketball coach David Boucher joining us again. Appreciate it very much. Coming off a 2-1 weekend at the Panther Classic, no game Tuesday, back to it Friday on the road at Riley County. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep, thank you.